and that leaves the Scottish National Party. If Labour were to accept an offer of support for them, it could put us on a course to a government held to ransom on a vote-by-vote basis, and we would pay the price. Last autumn, Scotland voted narrowly, by 10% only, to remain within the Union. It was, the SNP promised, the end of the matter for a generation. I didn't believe that for a moment. And now we can see they're merely waiting for a good excuse to put separation back on the agenda. Current polls suggest that the ScotNats will sweep Labour out of their Scottish strongholds. If they win even 35 to 40 seats, and that is well below the latest prediction of gains for them, they will become a significant presence at Westminster. And if that happens, and no party wins an overall majority, the SNP have offered to support Labour in an anti-Conservative alliance. And of course, as you know, the ScotNats are deeply socialist. And by support, I don't necessarily mean a formal partnership, but an informal understanding, perhaps even an unacknowledged understanding, in order to keep Labour in power. So Labour would be in hock to a party that slowly but surely will push them ever further to the left. And who would pay the price for that? You would. We all would. We'd all pay for the SNP's ransom in our daily lives through higher taxes, fewer jobs, and more debt. But that isn't all. The SNP's driving ambition is an independent Scotland. And as the price for their support, they will demand policies that favour Scotland at the expense, quite literally at the expense, of the rest of the United Kingdom. That's no way to run a country. And nor is it remotely fair to England, to Wales, and to Northern Ireland.